So, Krishna is never diminished. There is a little story, very interesting. So, one poor boy, he was a student in his school, and the teacher's annual ceremony of father's death would be held. So he requested all his students, what he'll give me contribution. Formally the teacher was not taking any salary. But whatever he wanted, the students will bring either from parents' house or by begging. That was the system. The teacher would not charge anything. And Brahmana cannot be charge anything. Generally the Brahmanas were teachers. That is one of the profession of the Brahmana. Everyone must have livelihood. The Brahmana livelihood is patan patan. He must become a learned scholar and he'll make others also learned scholar. That is Brahmana. Patan patan jajan jajan dana pratigraha satkarma. Six kinds of profession for the Brahmana. And Kshatriya's profession is to give protection to the citizen and maybe some tax. 25%, not more than that. Whatever is income you owe, give 25% to the Kshatriya king. That's all. That includes sales tax, this tax, that tax, so many tax. Income tax, all finished. You give 25%. And if you have no income, no tax. Not like that. Even if you have no income, now last year you gave so much tax, you must give it. Otherwise your poverty will be so. Not like that. So that is Kshatriya's income. Similarly, Vaishya's income, Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. Agriculture, cow protection. And if there is excess foodstuff, then he can sell, make trade. And Shudras, they will simply help. So this teacher, our original story, the teacher asked the student, what? Somebody said, I'll contribute this cloth, somebody said, I'll rise, somebody said something, something, something. Now there was one poor student. He had no means, he was very poor. So when he was asked, so he replied that I cannot say anything without asking my mother. All right, you ask your mother and tell me tomorrow. So he asked, my dear mother, all my class friend has promised the teacher to contribute this, that, this, that. So my turn is there, what shall I promise? The mother said, my dear son, now we are so poor, we cannot give anything. But if Krishna gives, he is Dinabandhu, the friend of the poor. So if he gives something to you, you can promise. No, where is Krishna? What is his name? Now his name is Dinabandhu, friend of the poor. Where is? I understand that he is in the forest. So he went to the forest and called, Dinabandhu brother, where is he? He began to cry. So Krishna came. When a devotee is very much eager to see him, Krishna comes. He very is kind. So why you are asking? My mother, you are Dinabandhu? So this is my condition, sir. What can I promise? So he said that you promise that you will supply jugat, dahi. You will supply dahi. So he was very much satisfied and he came to the teacher that my Dinabandhu brother, Dada, he will supply dahi or jugat. For whatever you require. Oh, that's nice, very good. So on the day of ceremony, say, he went to the forest again and called Dinabandhu Dada and he gave him a small pot of the jugal, a small paw. He was a child, he did not know. And he brought it to the teacher. Now, this is my contribution. My Jinabandhu brother has given, so you take. There are hundreds and thousands of people will be given foodstuff and this much dahi. He became very angry. He became angry, he did not care, and the pot fell down, and the jugar also fell down. But after some time, when he came, he saw that although the jugar has fallen down, the pot is full. Then he again dropped it, again it is full. He dropped it, again it is full. Then he could understand that he is spiritual. Purna sapurna madaya, purna meva vishishya. You take the whole thing, still the whole thing is there. That is Krishna. Not that because you have taken something, 1 minus 1 = 0. No. In the spiritual world, 1 minus 1 = 1. And 1 plus 1 = 1. That is called Advaigya. There is no duality. Plus and minus, they are two things. But in the spiritual world, either plus or minus, the same. That is to be understood. That is called absolute, Advaigya.